Chapter 3. The Man, the Machine, the Choice. On Monday, April the 15th, 1918, Germany's forces on the Western Front plunged forward in a supreme offensive intended to defeat France and Britain before America's strength could be brought to bear. "Great success!" screamed a headline in a special edition of the Berliner Lokal Anzeiger. And on that day, a 39-year-old resident of the capital, writing from Hildegardstrasse 17, addressed a letter to the Imperial German Navy. "Under file number schedule 5263-8942N, I have applied for a patent for a cipher machine. The commercial exploitation is at present assigned to certified engineer E. Richard Ritter and Company as a representative. The firm takes the liberty of submitting the enclosed further details about the apparatus, which in my view may be of interest." The machine, the writer pointed out, would avoid any repetition of the sequence of letters when the same letter is struck millions of times. The solution of a telegram is also impossible if a machine falls into unauthorized hands, since it requires a prearranged key system. The writer was Arthur Scherbius, an electrical engineer who'd invented a wholly new system of cryptography. He'd done so independently of three other men in the United States, the Netherlands, and Sweden, who had conceived the same principle at about the same time. This was the principle of the rotor. A rotor is a wired code wheel. Its body is a disc about the size of a hockey puck, made of a non-conducting material such as hard rubber or bakelite. Evenly spaced around the circumference of the disc on both sides are electrical contacts, usually 26, usually of brass. The contacts on one side are connected by wires through the body of the rotor to contacts of the opposite face in a random arrangement. If each contact represents